We should really start off with Shachianu, because this is the first parsha shir that we're having in shul since March. This is the first parsha shir since March. I was checking back. I'm not sure if Parsha Zachar or Kisisa was the last shir that we had in shul. So Shachianu v'kimanu v'giyanu lazman hazeh. Baruch Hashem, we got through the Yom Narah, and we got through Sukkos. We were able to daven here, all our tefillos, and able to share shiurim here in Shul during the Yom Tovim and Daf Hayomi. But there's something special to be said, that we have our first Parsha Shir, and how appropriate it is, our first Parsha Shir, in how many months, is of course Parshas Bereishis. We know that it's quoted in the name of the Admurei Chabad, of the Rebbes of Lubavitch. It's quoted in the Ma'amari Chabad that Ba'ofen Sha'adam Ma'amin Es Atzmo B'Sha'abazo Kach Tisnael Hashana Kula. That the way a person conducts herself on this Shabbos, Shabbos Bereishis, so too the whole year is going to follow the paradigm that is set by this Shabbos. The way you act on this Shabbos sets the tone for the whole year. Now, what does that mean? What does that mean that the way we act this Shabbos sets the tone for the whole year? So Lubavitcher Rebbe, Zichus Yagen Aleinu, the last Rebbe of Lubavitch, the seventh Rebbe of Lubavitch, Menachem Mendel, he explained what he believed the earlier Rebbes of Chabad meant, that this parsha is what gives the person the ability to always have the proper perspective on the world. That's what he said. That if a person conducts himself properly in this Shabbos, if a person learns the proper lessons of Shabbos Bereishis, of Parshas Bereishis, it will always give you the proper perspective to how to act and how to conduct yourself the entire year. And we know that the Parsha of Bereishis has incredible, incredible significance, incredible chashiva, so much so that the Levush, one of the great early Achronim, a great halachist, wrote many, many different svarim, the Levush says that in truth, we should have read Parshas Bereishis, you know when? We should have read it on Rosh Hashanah. Granted, I understand there's connection to Akedas Yitzchak in Rosh Hashanah, and of course, Zichronos. But the truth is, the most appropriate time to start the Torah anew, to read Parshas Bereishis, is when? Would have been on Rosh Hashanah. And the Levush said, we really should have read such a chash of a parsha on Rosh Hashanah. But you know what the Levush says? You know why we didn't read Parshas Bereishis on Rosh Hashanah? He writes, because we want to be ma'arbev the satan. We want to confuse the satan. Just like the blowing of the shofar so much is la'arbev as ha-satan, so too the whole idea of not reading Parshas Bereishis on Rosh Hashanah is la'arbev as ha-satan, to confuse satan, because it would have been too big a target. Right? Too big a target if it's on Rosh Hashanah and we're reading Bereishis. So he says, although there's so many great secrets in this parsha, and it would have been like the ultimate to read it on Rosh Hashanah, we push it off. And we push it off till after the Yom Tovim. But he says, makes no mistake, in this week's parsha is the light of Rosh Hashanah. Because we know the Magen Avraham and many other talk about the idea, it's based on the Zohar and Rabbi Meir Silberberg Shlita, one of the great tzaddikim of Yerushalayim we quote often. He has a whole piece on Parshas Bereishis. That, do you understand what Kriyas HaTorah is? Do you understand the incredible energy and light that's released when we read a Torah in public? And that's why Tav Shin Pei, a year of great darkness, was a year that we lost out on so many public Kriyos. But he says that when you read Parshas Bereishis anew, you're letting out the lights of creation. And that's why this parsha really belongs on Rosh Hashanah, but we push it off. It's too big. So what the Lubavitcher Rebbe is saying about the teachings of Chabad is that you have to learn this parsha well. And if you learn this parsha well, you understand the lessons of this parsha, you're set for the whole year. So what I wanted to do tonight is just learn the first pasuk. All I want to do is learn the first pasuk. We're not going to go anywhere past the first pasuk. Maybe to allude to things, to hint to things, but just in the first pasuk. In fact, we really could have the whole shir tonight just on what? The first word. There's a teaching of Chazal that every mitzvah in the Torah can be found in the first word, in Bereshis. Just in the word Bereshis. And one time, supposedly, the Vilna Gaon was darshaning on this, and someone said, what, that's crazy, every mitzvah, yeah? Where do you find Pidyon HaBen in the first word in the Torah? So the Vilna Gaon, without missing a beat, said, Ben Rishon Achar Shloshim Yom Tifta. The Rosh HaTevos, Bereshis, stands for the first son, after 30 days, you redeem. And the guy was quiet, right? But every mitzvah sounds in Bereshis, but we know that the Vilna Gaon is quoted as saying that in the word Bereshis, we find the six pillars of how to be a person, how to be a Jew in the world. He says, Mamish, the six letters, we know that there's six constant mitzvos, some connect with the Vilna Gaon says to each of the, but he says, what is the base of Bereshis? That's Bitachon. A person has to have trust in God. That's the first thing. What's the resh of Bereshis? It's Ratzon. So you have to know the power of your desire, the power of your will. As Chazal tell us, "Bederech she'atam rotze leilich malichin oso." In the way that you want to go, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring you. Your Ratzon, your will, your desire has incredible power to it. What's the Aleph of Bereshis? That's Ava. That's love. That Olam Chesed Ibane, David HaMelech tells us that this world was created as an act of love, a world of love. Rav Aryeh Kaplan, who, Zechusa Yigin Aleinu, one of the great revealers of mysticism of Kabbalah in the latter half of the 20th century, Rav Aryeh Kaplan wrote a chapter in his book, If You Were God, called A World of Love. That's what this world is. And the Aleph of Bereshis is Ava. What's the Shin of Bereshis? The Vilna Gaon says the Shin of Bereshis is Shesika, is silence, is silence. We know that the Vilna Gaon, in the Tzava, in the last will and testament that he left for his family, what did he want to make sure his family understood? He wrote his family that you have to remember that the primary determinant of where you will be in the next world is how you use your mouth. And they say the Vilna Gaon felt Shesika, right? We know the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, Ein l'tov guf ela shesika, that quiet silence has incredible value for a human being. What's the Yira of Bereshis? He said, that's Yira. That's fear of God. And what's the Saf, what's the last letter of Bereshis? That's, of course, Torah. That's Torah. But what's interesting is, Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. The Vilna Gaon held that Bitachon, the Ratzon, the Ava, the Shesika, the Yira, these are five ingredients that bring you to Torah. That if you really want to connect to Torah, you want to take Torah in, the Vilna Gaon says you have to have trust in God, you have to have a desire to come close to God, you have to have love, you have to have silence, and you have to have fear of God. And the Vilna Gaon said that the six letters of Bereshis are a Torah in of himself. A Torah in of themselves in this. But when we come to Bereshis Bara Elokim Es HaShemayim Ves HaAretz, right? So what is the Torah telling us? First and foremost, there are those that question, why doesn't the Torah begin with the name of Hashem? Hashem is the Alufo Shel Olam. He's the beginning of everything, right? The letter Aleph stands for Aluf, the general, the chief. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem is Alufo Shel Olam. We spoke about this. The last few shiurim we had were in the month of Adar. And the month of Adar is Aluf Dar, that the chief, the master, dwells in the month of Adar. So the Aleph, why doesn't the Torah begin with Shem of Hashem? Why does it start Bereshis Bara? And also it starts with the letter Beis. Why not with the letter Aleph? So this is an explanation that you find in Kama V'Kama Svarim. Many Svarim explain that the reason why the Torah begins with Beis and not with an Aleph is the same reason why it starts Bereshis Bara and only then Elokim. You know why? Because we really can't have any true knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning to have real positive knowledge of God, Hashem, is totally, totally beyond our comprehension. Whatever we think we know, we don't know. And we have to be very, very careful in that. But how do we come to understand Hashem? Bereshis Bara Elokim. The Rambam writes this In Yisodei HaTorah, this is what Rabbeinu Saadia Gaon talks about, and many Rishonim and Achronim. And David HaMelech says, Ki yere shamecha maise etz pesach yerech v'kochov v'masher kananta, mo'anosh kisirena v'adam kisif kadena. What brings us to appreciate Hashem? When we look at Bereishis Bara, when we look at what God created, we have to know, we have to be very careful to know that the real knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes from studying what Hashem created and what Hashem revealed to us. Obviously in the world of the physical and in the world of the spiritual. The Torah HaKadosha and even the world of physicality. The Rambam writes that when we look in the world, we have to be able to see Hashem in the world around us. And so this is why the Torah starts with a beis, to show us that there is an Aleph that we can't really understand. And we know that even Moshe Rabbeinu tried to understand everything, and Chazal tell us that there are 50 gates of wisdom, 49 were open to Moshe. There was a 50th that wasn't open to Moshe. And Hashem says, Lo yirani ha'adam v'choy. That you can't see me, you can't walk through that 50th gate and still be walking in this world. It's impossible. So that's the message of the Torah beginning with the beis, Bereishis Bara, and only them, and then Elohim. We have to know that our knowledge of God comes from the learning, and from the learning of Torah, and from the learning we know of the physical world, from seeing the world around us. But there's also Bereishis Bara Elohim es haShamayim ves haAretz. And we know that this pasuk is a very difficult pasuk to understand. Some say it's a machlokes unkelos in Rashi. Machlokes, how do you understand this pasuk? What's the pasuk telling us? Rashi says Bereishis Bara Elohim es haShamayim ves haAretz means in the beginning of the process of creation of heaven and earth, right? And the earth was empty with nothing, and Hashem says Yehi Or, right? Because there was no heaven and earth yet. Some say that Unkelos is saying, no, in fact, in the beginning, Hashem created heaven and earth. But Bereishis Bara Elohim es haShamayim ves haAretz, from Moshe Leib Sasever, it's quoted from Rav Henoch Malach Zander, two great tzaddikim, Zechusim Yagen Aleinu, a very similar idea that Bereishis, in the beginning of everything, whatever you do in life, Rav Henoch said, at the beginning of every day, you know what you have to do? Bereishis Bara Elohim es haShamayim ves haAretz. Before you start any activity, when you start your day, you know what you have to meditate on? You know what you have to be able to focus on? You have to focus on Bereishis Bara Elohim es haShamayim ves haAretz. The first thing that you have to know, the first thing that you have to focus on when you start your day is that Bara Elohim es haShamayim ves haAretz. That Hashem created heaven and earth. And therefore, the next pasuk, V'aretz so vavo. What's going on in the land is sohu vavo, is emptiness, is desolation. Right? When we wake up in a world of craziness, we wake up in a world of mamish, things that could cause tremendous anxiety, things that could shake us to our core. Reb Henoch Melech Zander, Zechus Yagen Aleinu, says, Bereishis, when you start your day, you know what you have to focus on? Bara Elohim es haShamayim ves haAretz. The Eibishter created heaven and earth. That's what we have to focus on first. And after that, V'aretz Isis Ovavo. Once you remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created heaven and earth, once you remember that, once you begin your day meditating on that Yisod, then you can read your newspaper. Then you could check the news. Don't check the news until first you focus Bereishis, first thing, Bara Elohim es haShamayim ves haAretz. That's how Halavai davening should help us get to that place. But sometimes, in today's day and age, what do? We pick this up, we pick up a phone before we might daven. So a person picks up a phone before he davens. Before you look at what happened last night. Before you look at the news from Eretz Yisrael, before you have to say Bereishis, Bara Elohim es haShamayim ves haAretz. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu created heaven and earth. And it's a Yisod Gadol in Emunah. Obviously, this is how we have to approach everything. And we spoke about this, if you remember, for those that were there on Shabbat Shuva. Bereishis Bara Elohim es haShamayim ves haAretz. Right? But before we start worrying about an election, before we start worrying about vaccines, before we start worrying about medicines, before we start worrying about stocks, Bereishis bara Elokim es shamayim es aretz. Remember what it comes back to. Remember how we have to start. Bereishis, at the beginning of everything, Rav Moshe Leib Sasselver says, bara Elokim es shamayim es aretz. Starting a new business venture, bara Elokim es shamayim es aretz. So whatever new beginning you're starting in life, it has to be built on the yesod of Bara Elokim es Shemayim es Aretz. And in fact, that's how the Rambam starts his Yad HaChazaka. The Rambam starts his greatest work, the Mishneh Torah, with what phrase? The Rambam starts it with the phrase, Yesod HaYesodos V'Amud HaChachmos Leida Sheyesh HaMotzi Rishon V'Umamtzi Kol HaNimtza. The Rambam writes, the most fundamental principle of all and the pillar of all wisdom is to know that there is a first force, and it brought everything into existence. To know that there's an Eibishter, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and He made everything happen. That is the Yesod HaGadol, the Yesod HaYesodos, V'Amud HaChachmos. But then, when you look further into the Pasuk, there's also another way to read it, and it's a very important teaching. And this is the teaching we know, Reb Leib Le'Eger. Reb Leib Le'Eger was the son of Reb Shlomo Le'Eger, the grandson of Reb Akiva Eger. Meaning he was a grandson of one of the greatest Gedolei Torah in the past 400 years. Right? Rabbi Akiva Eger was one of the greatest of the greats. One of the greats. Not Hasidic, one of the greatest of the greats. And Rabbi Akiva Eger had a son, Rabbi Shlomo Eger, and he had a son, Rabbi Leibel Eger, who went off the derech, right? He became Hasidish. And not only did he become Hasidish, he went to Kotsk. He went to one of the crazies in the eyes of the Misnagdim, the antagonists of the Hasidic movement. And when he came back from Kotz, there are many stories, right? There are many stories. And one story was Reb Shlomo Le'Eger said to his son Reb Leib Le'Eger, no? He said, what did you learn in Kotz? And he said, I learned three things in Kotz. We're going to talk about only the third. He said, I learned that a man is a man, a human being is a human being, and an angel is an angel. That's one. Said two, I learned that a human being can be greater than an angel. If the person really toils, a human being can be greater than an angel. And he said the third thing I learned was Bereishis Bara Elokim. Hashem created the beginning. And then He gave the world to us to finish the job, to be Misakin. Meaning that in the first pasuk in Kotsk, where Leib Le'Eger learned, is that there's an incredible, incredible responsibility that we have. Right? What we've been talking about until now, Bereishis, Bara Elokim es Hashamayim es Aretz, is a principle of faith, a principle of trust. And in that way, certainly, what the Lubavitcher Rebbe Zichus Yigen Olein was saying, that if you have the right perspective, you have the right take in this Shabbos, you start with Bereishis, Bara Elokim es Hashamayim es Aretz. Again, it could guide you for the whole year. The whole year, you can be following the Yesod of Bereishis, Bara Elokim es Hashamayim es Aretz. But Reb Leib Le'Eger from Kotz is telling us a little bit of a different teaching, that we're going to share a teaching from the Chida, Rav Chaim Yosef David Azulai, one of the great Svardi Tzadikim, one of the greatest authors of Jewish history. Many, many works, the Chida, many different types of works. And what we'll talk about the Chida, but what Reb Leib Le'Eger is saying is Bereishis Bara Elokim. Hashem started with creation, but then He gave us the world. It's almost like the pasuk in Tehillim in Hallel that we were saying throughout Sukkis, Hashemayim Shemayim LaShem Ve'aretz Nasan Levnei Adam, that Hashem has the heavens and He then gave us the earth. And Hashem said, here's the earth. What are you going to do with the earth? And Reb Leib Le'Eger came out of Kotz with an understanding of the responsibility that we all have. And the Chida says, in the word Bereishis itself, the word Bereishis itself teaches us what our responsibility in this world is. Mamish, six words, that is the essence of our responsibility in this world. And I'd like to suggest three ways to understand it. Three ways to understand what the Chida is saying. The Chida is saying that the word Bereishis is an acronym for Bikol Ram Avarech Shem Hashem Tamid. Bikol Ram, with a loud voice, Avarech Shem Hashem Tamid. I will bless the name of God always. Right? That's what the Chidah says the word Bereshis means. Now, what's the teaching? That this is the first word in the whole Torah. This is the word that the sages teach us, that every mitzvah in the Torah you can find in the word Bereshis. And so the Chidah is saying that the word Bereshis stands for B'kol Ram Avarich Shem Hashem Tamid. With a loud voice, I will bless the name of Hashem always. So first and foremost, I think we can have one understanding of what the Chidah might mean from looking at the first person to have a unique relationship with Hashem, to be able to create a covenant with Hashem. And who is that? Of course, it's Avram Avinu. And when we look at Avram Avinu's life, we'll find one theme over and over and over in Avram Avinu's life. You know what that is? He's always calling out Hashem's name. Wherever he goes, he's calling out Hashem's name. And we see that this is something his son does, his grandson, and even his great-grandson. Which great-grandson do we see is always calling out in Hashem's name? Who is one of, many argue, one of the three main characters in Sefer Bereshis. There are three main characters in Sefer Bereshis. Adam is not one of them. It's Avraham, Yaakov, and Yosef. Very good, Alana. Yosef. It's Yosef, right? And what does Yosef do time and time again? When he's in Egypt, standing in front of a king who presents himself as a deity, as a god, what does Yosef constantly do? He says, no. Lelo kimpis on him. God has the interpretations. Constantly, the Shem Hashem is on the mouth of Yosef, all the time. And so what does it mean that Avram Avinu, wherever he goes, he's calling out in Hashem's name? It means that what Rav Matisyo Solomon Shlita, the Lakewood Mashkiach, he should have a for Shleim, he should live and be well, told me many years ago, and I've quoted this many times, he said the number one question you should be asking yourself when you do things in life is, what I'm wanting to do, is this going to bring kavod? Is this going to bring glory to Hashem's name? Or is this, God forbid, going to detract from Hashem's name? Am I going to sanctify Hashem's name in this world? And am I going to make a kiddush Hashem? Or chas v'shalom, God forbid, am I going to make a chilul Hashem? And am I going to make a desecration of God's name in this world? And this is something, unfortunately, that Bavanoseinu Harabim has been in the news a lot lately. One of my Rabbeim, Rav Meir Twersky Shlita, grandson of Rav Soloveitchik, a Rosh Hashiva at YU, on one side a descendant from great Hasidic dynasty, the Talner dynasty, a Twersky, and on the other hand, the grandson of Rav Soloveitchik, Brisk, like he's like the ultimate nexus, like he's the ultimate crossover of Brisk and Hasidus, of the Misnagdim and the Hasidim. And he gave a very powerful talk that was transcribed that I think you can find on TorahWeb.org, where he calls out what's been going on in Brooklyn as a tremendous desecration of God's name. It's a tremendous desecration of God's name. And it's something that should bother, he says, it's something that should bother all of us. And I didn't want to talk about it over the last days of Yontif. I didn't feel it was the place. And I felt people like Rabbi Twersky were talking about it, and we didn't have to. But you know, tonight when I see the Chidah, when you see the Chidah says Bereshis means Bekol Ram Avarich Shem Hashem Tamid, in a loud voice, I'm always going to go out and bless God. And that's how Avram Avinu taught the world about God. We have to recognize what's going on, unfortunately, Bavan Oseinu HaRabim is the antithesis of why we're here. And each and every one of us should be pained by this, of course. And perhaps on Shabbos we'll talk about it a little more from a little different perspective when I can't be taped, right? When I can't be taped, we'll take a little bit of a different issue with it. But I think that what we have to recognize, what Chidah is teaching us from the word Bereshis, is that we are a vehicle to make Hashem's name great in this world. That is the tafkid of a Jew. That's why there's a special nation. That's why Hashem made the covenant with Avram Avinu, because that's what Avram Avinu did that Noach doesn't do. Noach doesn't go out in the world. He doesn't go around proclaiming God's name. People want to come to Noach. Okay, he'll teach them. But Avram Avinu goes out. And he's not shy about it. And wherever he does, he declares Hashem's name. And it's something that we have to ask ourselves constantly. Are we sanctifying Hashem's name in this world? Or God forbid, are we minimizing Hashem's name? And again, it doesn't mean you have to be standing out on the corners with a big sign. But how do you talk to people? How do you interact with people? Jewish people, non-Jewish, yes, you can make a Chil Hashem with even just amongst Jewish people. You can make a Chil Hashem. Doesn't have to be any non-Jews there. And it could still be a tremendous Chil Hashem. They could be all Orthodox Jews. And it could still be a big Chil Hashem. It could be a desecration of Hashem's name. And that's what the Chida is saying. Bereishis means it's our marching orders. In this one word we see, really the most fundamental question we have to be asking ourselves in our life time and time and time again. So is Zokt Rav Matisyahu Solomon. But then there's another perspective of Bekol Ram, Avarach Shem Hashem Tamid. A second perspective. I know it's already late. We won't take too long. The second perspective, Bekol Ram, Avarach Shem Hashem Tamid, in the loud voice, I will always bless God, focusing on the word Tamid, always. Meaning, what did we just learn from Rav Henech and Rav Moshe Leib Sassover? Bereishis, Bara Elokim Es HaShemayim V'Saretz. In the beginning of your day, you have to focus that, you know what? Hashem created heaven and earth. And if you can have that perspective, Tamid, always, no matter what you experience over the course of a day, you'll be able to bless Hashem. And we know that this is one of the greatest nisyonos, one of the most difficult emotional, psychological challenges perhaps a person can have, a believing person can have. And that is the Mishnah in Brachos, in the ninth parak. Kishem shemivarech ala tova, kach mivarech ala ra. Just like a person says a blessing when something good happens, a person says a blessing when something bad happens. And it's a very difficult thing. And we've spoken about this, because unfortunately there was a lot of things that Lefi Ra'os Einenu, based on our eye, were very, very bad this year. This past year, Tavshin Pei, again, we're not dredging it up. We're moving forward. Baruch Hashem, Tavshin Pei Aleph, Me'ashbos Yorim Evyon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're waiting to be lifted up from the garbage heap. And there's a lot of garbage out there, right, that we want Hashem to lift us up from. But we have to know, Bereishis, Baruch, if you have the perspective of Bereishis, the beginning of everything, Baruch Elokim Es HaShemayim Es HaAretz, so then, B'kol Ram, Avarich Shem Hashem Tamid. Then we'll be able to call out and bless Hashem's name always. Always. Always, whatever happens. We know what happens outside is sohu vavohu, is emptiness, is like Shlomo HaMelech, what he says over and over in Koheles, so vavo, the hevel havolim akal havel. And Shlomo HaMelech says, Sof Tavar Kol Nishma Selim Yirav Es Mitzvah Sof Shemar Kizek Al Adam. The totality of a person is really your Yiras Hashem and your Shmiras HaMitzvos. Right? We have to know, Shlomo HaMelech says, that's really what it's about. And that is what brings us to Bereishis. That what brings us to being able to bless Hashem at all time. And last, we'll just jump to the third pshat. One that seems very simple, but it's a big yisod. And in fact, it's a Zohar HaKadosh, where the Zohar tells us that a bracha shalema, a complete bracha, is a bracha that had an amen said to the end of this. And I've pointed out my grandfather, my father's father, Rabbi Joseph Ezekiel Marcus of blessed memory, who my son Yosef is named for, Yosef Yechezkel. So my Saba Joe, as we used to call him, he was very insistent that if we didn't make a bracha out loud, he would make us repeat the bracha out loud. Even though I'm like, I said, Saba, I said it. It's going to be a bracha levatala. He goes, good, let it be a bracha levatala. Say it out loud. Right? He would be, I don't care. You said it quietly. Say it out loud. I said, it's going to be a bracha levatala. He said he didn't care. And again, it could be based on the Zohar that he was saying this. Why? Because the Zohar says it's not a complete bracha unless someone answers amen. Unless someone heard and someone said amen to it. But what's this teaching of the Zohar? Again, I think this teaching of the Zohar, this idea of blessing Hashem out loud and someone saying Amen is exactly what we started with. What our role in this world is, L'kad Hashem Shamayim, to sanctify Hashem's name. And yes, sanctifying Hashem's name could be as simple as saying a bracha out loud and someone else saying amen to it. That is sanctifying Hashem's name in public. That's sanctifying Hashem's name in public. You know, they talk about Sandy Koufax, how he sanctified Hashem's name by not playing the World Series on Yom Kippur. You know, now they're going to say Gal Gadot sanctified Hashem's name. Not that I know who that is. But now she sanctified Hashem's name how? You know, what did she do? Modani. She's teaching the world about Modani. I know this because one of my former Berea students, who's now a big rabbitson in Manhattan, who's a reporter and an editor for a major Jewish newspaper, she commented, she wrote something about Gal Gadot teaching the world about Modani. So I didn't see the article. I don't know where it was. No, she said it was in a magazine. It was
a interview.
What?
Oh,
it was a live interview. Oh, I thought it was a magazine interview. Oh, but teaching the world about Modani. What a Kiddush Hashem. What a sanctification of Hashem's name in this world. Right. It's unbelievable. Who knows? Gal Gadot. Who knows what Gan Eden she's going to get for that? It's unbelievable. And this is something that the Chidah is telling us, Bereishis. Right? Bereishis. Bekol Ram Avarech Shem Hashem Tamid. And this is something that I think a number of the teachings that we're talking about tonight, this is what it means. When the Lubavitcher Rebbes, the Admorei Chabad, say that the way you conduct yourself this Shabbos, the perspective you have to this Shabbos Kodesh that you get from this reading of Parshas Bereishis, it could set you up for the whole year. It sets you up for the whole year. Because if you have this proper perspective, if a person has the perspective of, again, we just learned the first pasuk together. And there's still so many Torahs on the first pasuk we could talk about. There's still so many Torahs. We're not even touching the surface of the corner of the pinky nail. But yet understanding what Bereishis means, understanding bitachon, understanding ratzon, understanding the ava, the shika, the yira, the Torah, understanding that Bereishis, bara elokim es ha-shamayim es ha-aretz, the beginning of everything is that. And understanding Bereishis, bara elokim, at the beginning Hashem created the world. And then he said, ikenu, now is your responsibility. What does that mean, your responsibility? Bekol ram, avarech shem Hashem tamid. My responsibility is, now that you created the world, Hashem, I'm going to go out and sanctify your name in this world. I'm going to do my part. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Avram Avinu. Because that was Avram Avinu's mamish, his constant avoda, was going around wherever he was. And I try to think about this the other day. I think I tell the story maybe in a drasha. The other day I called my Italian barber who gave up his shop, but he still has a chair in the shop that he's renting. So I called my Italian barber, Ronnie. And I said, Ronnie, how you doing? It's Rabbi. He said, Rabbi, thank God, I'm doing okay. And then he starts chuckling. I said, what's so funny, Ronnie? He said, you know, Rabbi, I started saying, when people ask me how I'm doing, I'm starting to say thank God a lot. And one of my friends actually asked me recently, said, Ronnie, why are you saying thank God? Why? And he thought, and he said, you know why? Because that's what my rabbi taught me to say. What? I guess I'm his rabbi. So there is a shaila in the Gemara of Avodah Zarah. Am I making him mention? Okay, whatever. We'll go with the shitas that he doesn't believe in shita of the Trinity in the Avodah Zarah way. So it's not Avodah Zarah for him. So he's good, right? So Lamais, it's not a problem when I make him say thank God. It's not me being over lufnei iver lozit mikshol with a non-Jew. Because yeah, you can make yourself crazy. But Lamaisa, this is what we have to do. This is what we have to do. But again, the Kiddush Hashem could be as simple as saying your brachas out loud and have someone saying amen to your bracha. As the Zohar says, that's also a key of sanctifying Hashem's name in this world. And so I think the perspective that we have to have in this Shabbos, what the Rebbe might have been talking about, is understanding how the simplest things, and this is something the Rebbe talked about a lot, how the simplest things could have mamish the biggest ramifications. When people used to challenge, the Lubavitcher Rebbe was always talking about Mashiach, and they would say, the earlier Doros, they couldn't bring Mashiach. We will. He said, you know how close we are? The Rebbe said it could be the next Amen here in this Beis Medrash that's going to bring Mashiach. Mamish. Do you understand? Like my daughter Meira, she has this thing now. She says her Birchas HaShachar out loud. on non-Shabbos, she'd call my mother-in-law to say Berachos HaShachar. My mother-in-law, Bubby, would answer Amen to all her brachos. So Bubby's a little busy now. She's teaching again. So, you know, she came up to me today, Abba, with her sitter open, say Amen to my brachos. And I stopped what I was doing, closed my computer, I put my phone down. I'm trying to be better about that. And I said, okay. And I started answering Amen to her brachos. Right? Do you realize? Who knows? Who knows? Maybe my Amen to a child, an 8-year-old's child, brachos, maybe that's going to bring Mashiach. Mamash, sanctifying Hashem's name in 3 Richland Drive this morning. But this is what we can do. And this is what we have the responsibility to do. Because Hashem created the world, and now He gave it to us, Chavra. And with all the craziness outside, remember, Bereishis, Bara Elokim es Hashemayim v'Saretz. Hashem got it. And we just know what we have to do. Okay? Shkoyach, thank you for those who came out. It's really such a zechus to be able to learn with you together in person. And for those who weren't in person, we should be zolcha next week to have shir together in Eretz Yisrael in person. Have a good Shabbos, good night, everyone.